I love school. Oh, indeed I do. I love school. As a student, I go to school to learn a subject. I love school because in school I have the opportunity to advance, the opportunity to improve myself, the opportunity to learn new subjects, to learn new ideas, to learn new things. Always there's something new being presented to me. Now, if I go to school and I expect to learn things, then I'm in trouble. And the reason that I'm in trouble is because I am trying to put into my mind all sorts of information, put into my mind all sorts of ideas or thoughts that are going to be beneficial to me. And as I try to put these ideas and thoughts into my mind, I struggle and struggle, and I say, I can't remember anything. Darn, oh darn, I wish I could remember better than I do. I wish I could remember better than I do. And as I think these thoughts, I have trouble remembering. Oh, I have trouble remembering all the things that I would like to learn. Well, why do I have trouble learning the things I'd like to learn? Why do I have trouble remembering the things I'd like to learn? Because I tell myself I don't know it. I tell myself I have no idea what it's all about. And because I tell myself I have no idea what it's all about, I have no idea what it's all about. And then I have all sorts of difficulties in learning about it. Now, that's a very foolish way to go about doing anything, isn't it? To tell myself that it's difficult. If I'm going out for track, I go out and I say, hey, that looks like fun. And indeed it is fun. And so I start doing the exercises. I start doing the practice that track calls for. And it's a lot of fun. I'm doing all sorts of wonderful things, just glorious things, just super things, and I'm just having all the fun I could imagine. Now, why am I having so much fun? Why am I having so much fun? I'm having so much fun because it's a joy. I'm not thinking that it's a task. I'm not thinking it's something tedious to do. It's a lot of fun. I'm running with the other fellows, and we're running the track, and we're going around the circle, and we're talking to each other, and we're thinking, oh boy, now let's get up on our toes like the coach tells us to do. Let's do this like the coach says to do. Let's do that. Okay, now, the coach says, all right, boys, you did very good today. You did very good today. Now, tomorrow, I'd like to see you pick up the pace a little bit and just have a little more fun, but just pick up the pace. And it wouldn't hurt to do a little practicing at home with wiggling your feet and wiggling your toes and wiggling your eyes and your ears and your nose and just having a lot of fun. And so that night, we have a lot of fun. That night, each one of us are sitting there watching television or doing our other homework, and we're wiggling our toes. We're wiggling our nose. Now, what does wiggling your nose have to do with running track? What does wiggling anything have to do with running track? Not one single thing at all, except doing that puts our concentration on what we're doing. We're putting our concentration on track. We're putting our concentration on running. We're putting our concentration on thinking how well we can do it. Because every time we think track, we're there. Every time we think track, we're running on that track. And as I would get up early in the morning, I'd get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I'd go run in the park. And it was dark. And I was with my dog and myself, and I had my shorts on and my shirt on, my sweatshirt perhaps, and my tennis shoes. And I was running in the park, just having a great time. And my dogs were just always loving to be with me, loving to run with me, loving to do these things. And it made it all the more fun. So when I went to school, and I was in the coach, when I was with the coach, he was telling me all sorts of things to do. It wasn't a task. I didn't have difficulty remembering it. I just did it. I just had lots of fun doing it. School was lots of fun. And that's what I'd learned in every area. I would go into my geography class. And geography was so much fun because the teacher would tell us, now these are places here and there, and this is what those people look like. This is what the people look like who live in those houses and live in those places. Oh, they're really nice. They're really fantastic people. And then we study the dinosaurs, and the teacher would bring model dinosaurs to school to show us how they looked. And we would go down to the drugstore because the drugstore knew that we were learning all about dinosaurs, and they had all these toy dinosaurs in there, all these little rubber dinosaurs, and we bought them, and we would take them home, and we would learn all about Tyrannosaurus Rex and Brontosaurus and all these other type of dinosaurs, and we thought, gee, that's fun. Learning was fun. And it wasn't as though we were learning something new. We knew the dinosaur. We knew the Tyrannosaurus Rex. We knew these very unusual names that came with the dinosaurs, that came with this primitive experience. And it was fun. But learning was fun. And as a student, I go to school to learn a subject. But learning is remembering. And remembering that I already knew it, that I already know it, that I already understand all these things. I already have an awareness of them. No matter what I choose to learn, I say, I already know. I love school. I love learning. I love being aware that I already know these things. I love that. That's a lot of fun. And every student that I was in school with loved it too, because Jeffrey Etherington and I would walk home from school, and on the way home, we would take the new words that the teacher had given us to learn, and we would take this new word, and we would have our dictionary in our hands, and we'd be walking along, and we would speak the word, and we would pronounce it. We would look at how the inflections were on the word, how it should be spoken, and then we'd look at what it meant. And we say, hey, that's just like another word that means the same thing. That's just like another word that means that. And then we look up the other word, and we look up all these things, and we find that it was just so much fun that by the time we got our several blocks from school home, we had already learned our lesson for the day. We had already gotten into a lot of it, and we started to go into other subjects. And we walking home from school wasn't long enough to do all the things we wanted to do. We'd sometimes sit on the people's lawn, and we'd sit there with our books, and we'd go through these things, and we'd talk about these things, and we'd learn these things. Jeffrey was a very brilliant boy, a straight-A student. Everything he did was great. His father was a great person, a CEO of a large company, and so he would tell us about what his father did, and we talked about it and learned. And it was so fascinating. It was so wonderful. School was a great joy. It was a great joy for me and for everyone who I was with. And no matter where I was, sometimes I got so excited about other things other than the subjects that we were learning that I missed up on the subject we were learning. And I had to remind myself, come on now, get back to business here, do this. And Johnny Fleischner lived up the street from us, and he was an amazing mathematician. He was an amazing scientist in every way. And he would come over with his wooden slide rule and show me how to use it, show me how to do things with it. And it was so much fun because he was so brilliant. And his brother Johnny, his brother Bobby, would show me how to play his violin. And I thought, wow, this is wonderful. Because I played the saxophone, clarinet, but playing the violin, wow! I didn't do it as well as Bobby did, but I enjoyed it thoroughly because I just loved school. I just loved doing the things I was doing, and it was always fun. Learning is always fun when you love learning, when you love drawing out from within you what's already there. The wisdom, the genius, the knowledge, the brilliance that you already are. And school, for me, was a great joy. School today is a great joy for a lot of people, too, because they have television, and they have the school channels, and they have all these things that can make it so fascinating, so fun, and that's the way learning should be. As a student, I go to school to learn a subject. The subject may be geography, music, it may be anything, but whatever it is, I love it. And that's the way to go to school, and that's the way to learn, and that's the way to be all that you are, now and forevermore. I love you. I love you. I love you.